In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today we celebrate the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. 500 years since Dr. Luther nailed the 95 Theses to the Castle Church door in Wittenberg. 500 years since the Word was reclaimed as the center and focus of the Church's life and doctrine. 500 years since the Holy Church once again began to teach salvation by grace through faith alone. 500 years since our dear Lord brought back His Word. The Church has gone through many reformations throughout her history, but this one seems to take the cake. It's no wonder why so many throughout the world, Lutherans and even non-Lutherans, are celebrating this Reformation. But how do we celebrate it properly? Some, and this is probably true of the vast majority of Christians, at least from what I've seen, think the Reformation is about the power of the individual, his authority against the established authority, that we submit to no one. Frankly, nothing could be further from the truth. Some travel to Germany to see the sights. Some tell the story of Luther, delighting in all that he did, his steadfastness and courage. Some buy their Luther bobblehead or Lego set or commemorative t-shirt and mug and sit back and watch the new Luther movie. Others proudly sing, "God's word is our great heritage and shall be ours forever." Never mind, they cannot barely recite the Ten Commandments. So much for God's word being their heritage. And still others replace this divine service with a sing-along of the most famous songs of Martin Luther throughout time. In short, many want to celebrate this 500th anniversary, but sadly, the vast majority just don't get it. The Reformation is not about the individual's freedom. The Reformation is not about traveling. The Reformation is not about Luther any more than Christmas is about St. Luke. The history has its place, certainly, and it is good to learn the history. But just because you have done any of these things doesn't mean you have celebrated the Reformation properly. And if you deny that, then you have fallen into the sin of that ancient Roman church, the very sin that Martin Luther fought against by taking your focus off of Christ and putting it somewhere else. It would be a return then to monastic and popish practice and doctrine. Yes, outwardly it would be different, but the heart of the matter would be the same, as something else is taking center stage. Something else is where you find your joy and delight and salvation. So we fail to honor the Reformation. Yes, in fact, we even sin if we supplant this Word of God with something else this day. To properly celebrate this Reformation is to do what Luther did. So to properly celebrate the Reformation is to receive Christ in the Word and in the Holy Supper. For how else can you be set free from Satan's tyranny? Do you really think Satan cares if you're Lutheran or not? Just so long as you are not receiving Christ. How else will you be saved from the eternal fires in hell and given the eternal life in heaven? Luther cannot give this to you. Only your Lord, only your God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. He is your only Savior. He alone has paid the price. He alone bore your guilt and your punishment, its curse and its damnation. He alone was pierced and wounded so that you might be healed, restored, given a new life, and promised the eternal bliss of heaven. Only Christ has done this and no one else. Popes and councils cannot help. Even Luther and any Lutheran pastor cannot help. You have but one Savior, your Lord and your God. You have but one God who paid your debt, one place to look for salvation, one man who hung on the cross to redeem you by his blood. So trust in him alone. Follow Christ and Christ alone. Set aside your pilgrimages to Jerusalem or to Germany. Set aside everything you think is great about yourself. Set aside even the titles that you bear of Lutheran. Set aside your generous works, as devout and zealous and pious and good as you are. or as any other pastor has been, set it all aside for the sake of Christ. For none of it can rescue you from hell. Only Christ can. Only Christ can lead you to escape. Only Christ can pull you out of hell. So go to where Christ is found. And he is found solely in the Word and the sacraments. So you see, the Reformation is not about the power of the individual against an established authority, but it's about the power of the Word of God at work to save you. It wasn't a new outlook on life or on the world even, but it was about a Christocentric, a Christ-centered look at Scripture and a Christ-centered look at your life and this world. The Reformation shifted the focus away from you and put it squarely on Jesus, on his work for you, on his forgiveness that he freely gives to you, and then even he and the life he lives through you in this world. If God does not act, then you are left with your works, and you know full well that your works cannot save you, even as we sing in the hymn, the Ten Commandments. Our works cannot salvation gain, they merit only endless pain. Forgive us, Lord, to Christ we fly, our mediator on high. Lord, have mercy. Or as St. Paul wrote in our epistle, no one will be declared righteous, no one will be justified by observing the law. But now, the righteousness of God comes through faith to all who believe. Faith saves, not works. Faith makes you acceptable before God, not your pilgrimages, t-shirts, indulgences, or Lego sets. Why? Because only faith holds on to Christ. Only faith receives the forgiveness of sins Christ gives. Only faith believes that you are an heir of heaven solely through Christ. Only faith believes that you are God's child because of his cross. Only faith desires to receive that forgiveness week in and week out. Only faith believes that we are righteous solely by the blood of Christ. So you see, faith desires Christ, nothing more, nothing less. For if he has Christ, then he has all that Christ is. If he has Christ, if you have Christ, then you are declared a son of God. You are holy and righteous. You are an heir of heaven. In short, you are all that Christ is. So faith desires to celebrate this 500th anniversary by receiving Christ in word and in sacraments. Faith clings to these means of grace. And so they are set before you yet again, the forgiveness that God spoke to you at the beginning, and the forgiveness that God will soon give you by allowing you to eat his very body and blood. Forgiveness won for you and now freely yours. But this gift is still under attack, sadly, even from within Lutheranism. In Luther's day, it was indulgences. In our day, it's supplanting the Word of God with emotional tunes or feel-good stories. Either way, the focus is taken off of the Word. In Luther's day, it was the sacrifice of the Mass, that man is earning his way to salvation by simply showing up here. In our day, his pastor's forgetting to serve the Holy Supper. And as one pastor once said, it's just something extra that we do from time to time. Either way, Christianity becomes a religion of works and not of grace. The church constantly needs a reformation because the church constantly needs to return to Christ. For souls are not added to heaven through indulgences or personal decisions, but solely by holy baptism. And souls are not set free from the wrath of hell by getting out into the community, or by monastic vows, or even by giving your money to missions. But souls are set free from hell solely by the blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect, blood which is now set before you in the Holy Communion. And you are not a child of God because you belong to this congregation, or were raised Lutheran, or baptized Lutheran, or any other thing having to do with Lutherans. That you are a child of God solely by grace through faith alone. And God does not forgive you all your sins because you're a kind and generous person. God does not help those who help themselves, We need to get that out of our mind. God does not help those who help themselves. But rather, in humble and repentant faith, you come before God and he forgives you all your sins for the sake of Christ. So by God's grace, he has given you ears to believe all this. Without the ears of faith, you would think that a trip to Germany would be the best way to commemorate and celebrate this Reformation. Without the ears of faith, you would want this anniversary to be about your individuality and your freedom rather than the Word of God. Without the ears of faith, you would have stayed home to watch a Luther movie while sipping from your commemorative mug and building your Lego set instead of coming here to receive Christ. Without the ears of faith, you would want to sing along rather than the Holy Supper. So you see what God has done for you, how he has given you the faith to believe that Christ is your everything. And you see what God continues to do for you as he comes to you yet again in bread and wine, in word and in meal, to give you all his gifts once more, so you might be certain that he is your everything. That is what the Reformation was about 500 years ago, and that is still what it is about today. It's about receiving Christ in word and in sacraments, so that we might be saved from all that is about to come on this world. Yes, the trips are good. Remembering the history is good. But it is not necessary to properly celebrate this Reformation. To properly celebrate is to confess what the church has always confessed, that we are poor, miserable sinners without any help or merit of our own, lost and condemned by our sins, bound and held fast by Satan, without any hope of escape. And yet Christ has come and set us free. His blood has redeemed us. His blood now sanctifies us. In short, Christ has done it all and continues to do it all for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.